Federal managers generally are not using evidence to evaluate program outcomes. They still rely on measuring effort and activity, which don't always lead to good outcomes. That's one finding of a panel convened by the National Academy of Public Administration to help the upcoming presidential transition. Robert Shea is a principal in the public sector practice at Grant Thornton. He chaired the evidence-based approaches panel, and he talked with Tom Temin about their findings.
There's wide recognition that we've made a lot of progress. With the GPRA Modernization Act, that really renewed efforts to make performance measurement and management really relevant to operations. And there's been substantial investment in program evaluations, building a body of evidence of what works so that we can learn and improve. But we've still got more to do. Those two initiatives I described, performance management initiatives at agencies, and evaluation efforts aren't really collaborating or as integrated as they could be. And so that's one of our major recommendations. Slowing down these requirements or helping states share in this learning is an area where we've got a lot more to do. And working with Congress, of course, remains a real challenge. Congress, I'm not sure, is widely bought into performance management or program evaluation or evidence-based efforts. So we've got more work to do there too.
And in part of the panel discussions that led to the recommendations we're going to talk about in a minute, you did speak to people now operating as program people in the federal government, and this is, I guess, what they told you.
We talked to GAO. That was one of our initial discussions. And GAO has done a great body of work, one of which is, of course, their regular survey of program managers. That survey found that we really haven't moved the dial in getting program managers to use this information. But we also did talk to program managers. We talked to performance improvement officers. We talked to chief financial officers. We talked to the operators at the state and local levels who are trying to use this information to prove their management. We talked to academics who've studied this. We really did a real wide view of folks or stakeholders in this area to try to come up with really simple, practical things we can do to improve this area going forward.
Let me ask you about performance improvement officers, because a lot of agencies now have them. What sort of authority do they have, though, to say to the program manager, well, if you did this and that, you might get this outcome, or this is what you're getting now. What can you do to improve that?
Well,
do the program managers listen to that?
You know, many performance improvement officers are chief financial officers with budget authority. And in those cases, they carry a lot of weight. In others, though, the performance improvement officer is relegated to a lower level position. And in some of those cases, you're really looking at a reporting function, someone who is responsible for gathering the data to comply with the statutory and regulatory requirements of performance management. So one of our recommendations is to make sure you vest this authority in a sufficiently senior person, and that if the performance improvement officer has other duties, that you have a deputy with sufficient capability and authority to drive this. We're not looking for someone to really bring the hammer down on programs, but one that really convince a culture that performance management is important to accomplishing the mission of the organization.
And what would legislation look like, do you think, that would help this along?
Well, I'm not sure we need additional legislation except perhaps for ensuring that performance improvement, program evaluation, data analytics, that those functions are sufficiently integrated. I'm not sure legislation would actually do it, but it might provide at least some motivation to do a better job integrating all these disparate efforts.
We're speaking with Robert Shea, chairman of the NAPA Transition 2016 Evidence-Based Approaches Panel. He's also a principal in the public sector practice at Grant Thornton. And let's talk about some of the other recommendations that your particular panel came up with. You mentioned appoint agency deputies, chief operating officers, and other political appointees with capacity and commitment to driving performance improvement.
There are, in many cases, political appointees, arrive without adequate management experience, and it would be great if many more of them had experience using data to improve an organization's performance, particularly if that performance was outcome-based. You teed off our conversation by saying we're still not doing enough to focus on outcomes, and that's true. So here's an opportunity to bring people in who know what an outcome is and can distinguish it from outputs and inputs and is really driving the conversation toward whether or not we're achieving that and what we need to do to improve.
And also, you recommend enhancing the accessibility, transparency, and usefulness of performance information by simplifying performance.gov. That's kind of a theme running across different portals in the government, is to try to get data that is comparable from place to place and also put out in a way that people can really make use of it.
That's right. I'm not sure performance.gov is where it should be as far as showing the degree to which we're accomplishing important outcomes. There is a really good website in performance.gov. It does have a lot of good information about a limited number of cross-agency and priority performance goals. I'm not sure all of those are adequately outcome-oriented. I'm not sure those really show performance against targets in a way that would make people accountable. And I'm not sure it shows adequately a comprehensive view of what the government's doing and how well it's doing it.
And another recommendation, use incentives in grant making and contracting to encourage adoption by state and local government and other stakeholders, partners in performance management framework. That seems to be building on mechanisms that were established as far back as the big stimulus legislation early on in the Obama administration.
It is, and we could do that more comprehensively. That bill and performance partnership pilots, those are designed to relax some reporting requirements and allow state and local governments to pool resources or perhaps tap into incentive funds, provided what they're doing is either investing in a proven practice or evaluating something in such a way that will help others learn from their experience.
And then you also, a couple of recommendations, give an assignment to the Office of Management and Budget. Talk about those briefly.
Well, OMB will continue to have a real important role, and they have a unique capacity to get agencies collaborating across government, and they need to double down on that requirement. If, you know, as you know better than most, nothing the government does is done by just one agency. Moreover, their state and local nonprofit private sector partners that need to be involved as well. OMB is in a unique position to bring those forces together, collaborate on a common way of measuring what we're doing, and working together to do that.
And just by way of reminder, NAPA plans to bring these sets of recommendations to both teams as we get toward the election time?
That's right. Well, we're not waiting for election time. As you know, the Presidential Transition Improvement Act accelerated transition planning. Both major party candidates have begun transition planning in earnest, so we're already having those conversations today.
Robert Shea is the chairman of the NAPA Transition 2016 Evidence-Based Approaches Panel and a principal in the public sector practice at Grant Thornton. You can read more and share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Just click Share with Friends.